Here's a story for you. A lot of you may be taking or know somebody who's taking statins. Statins. The anti-cholesterol statin drug, right? It's a charade. It's a lie. Here's a story on Lou Rockwell. The nation's core of elite medical news reporters isn't touching this one. It's a commentary entitled Systematic Review of the Predictors of Statin Drug Adherence for the Primary Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease. All right? Facing off seven manufacturers of statin drugs that sell billions of dollars of these cholesterol-lowering drugs, leading critics of the statin drug parade had this to say about that. Statin cholesterol-lowering miracle drugs only reduce the risk for major adverse health effects by less than 1%. I'm going to read that again. Statin cholesterol-lowering miracle drugs only reduce the risk for major adverse health effects, like heart attacks, by less than 1%, not the widely advertised 30%. Further, up to 75 to 90% of patients prescribed statin drugs stop taking them independently of their doctors because of observed side effects, far higher than previously reported. Another one. The overall magnitude of beneficial effects from statins drugs, they got this typo here, it's statin drugs, is so slight as to be clinically insignificant. The overall magnitude of beneficial effects from statin drugs is so slight as to be clinically insignificant. Another one. A healthy man with elevated cholesterol will not live any longer if he takes statins. Now, this is again from seven manufacturers of statin drugs that sell billions of dollars of these so-called cholesterol-lowering drugs. And they had this to say, and that's what I just quoted. Came right from the horse's mouth. Many years ago, I had a sponsor on this program for quite some time, and the product was called Strauss Heart Drops. It was very popular, a wonderful product. There are not many supplements out there that are being commonly talked about as being essential for heart health. I take CoQ10 every day, about 600 milligrams. That's just me. It's the only thing I know that can actually build heart function and muscle. But Strauss Heart Drops, and I had thought that they had gone away completely, that they were no longer available. Well, they're back, and they're also back on this program. I want to point out on the website that you'll find a banner for these wonderful heart drops. And we have a commercial that'll be running. And we have a guest, Mr. Wayne Elliott, who's going to join us this hour to talk about Strauss Heart Drops. Now, you know me. I don't touch any products that are not the best of the best. And that's a fact. Wayne, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Didn't mean to go on so long there, but I hate statins. I've read too many stories of people whose lives have been just ruined by statin drugs.
Yeah. I hear you. The world's biggest selling drugs, the statin drugs, and I love that you quoted the facts. That you wonder how it got approved, how they got approved, Jeff. I've read the clinical studies on a couple of the leading top selling statin drugs, and it's amazing to me they could get approved in the first place. For furthermore, statin drugs don't claim, in their defense, they don't claim to remove a bit of plaque and cholesterol from your arteries, veins, or anywhere in your blood system. They purport to work by shuttering your liver's function and to produce less cholesterol. Well, I think the biggest problem with that, Jeff, is
obvious.
Our liver has hundreds of functions. So by governing that organ down, we may produce some less cholesterol, but the liver isn't doing the other things that it's supposed to be doing at full throttle either. So it's Jim Stroh's always called it the most insidious chemical drug on the market, and ironically, the largest selling.
It is ironic. That's for damn sure. Think about that. You take statin drugs, you're shutting your liver function down by 25%. You feel lucky today? Well, a lot of people find out real quick that that's not a good thing to do. They start to feel awful. Just do your research, any of you who may be taking these things. The cholesterol myth, Wayne, is one that really has taken on proportions that are almost bizarre. It's looked upon by orthodoxy medical types as being deadly. And it's just not. Tell us the truth about cholesterol.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. The cholesterol myth is really this, that high blood cholesterol, that's cholesterol that's floating in your blood, not stuck somewhere, or it wouldn't show up in the test, that high blood cholesterol is a danger to us. When the facts are that 80% of heart attack victims, 8 out of 10, it's a landslide, have low blood cholesterol because it isn't floating in their blood. It's stuck in their arteries, veins, vessels, carotid arteries. The leading cause of death, you know, heart attack and stroke, is plaque and cholesterol buildup. And so when your blood cholesterol level is high, it may well mean you're in great health. Your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
It's moving it out. That's right.
Well, it's the only highway, Jeff. The blood system's the only transportation system for the oxygen, the water, the food, the waste, the chemicals, the wastewater, the toxins. It can only travel in the blood. So when I wasn't well 22 years ago, excuse me, all the angina symptoms, I had what the doctor felt was a perfect blood cholesterol level. There wasn't much floating in my blood. It was stuck in my arteries. And just like many people, they have their heart attack or stroke, 8 out of 10, with low blood cholesterol. So when I took Stroh's Heart Drops starting 22 years ago, my blood cholesterol level went up because guess where that dissolved plaque had to go, Jeff? It had to travel in my blood. So, and I was very plugged up.
That's exactly what you want to happen.
That's right. My doctor was shocked. Wayne, your blood cholesterol level has almost tripled. I said, yeah, doc, it means this stuff I'm taking is working. Well, he couldn't get his head around it. And as I felt better and better and more energized, Jeff, as my blood flow increased and the plaque and blockage decreased, it's hard to describe to people how invigorating it is. It's in the beginning, it can be dangerously invigorating. If you have a 90% blocked artery, and let's say in a month or two, 10% of that plaque is dissolved to double the blood flow in that artery, it can feel very invigorating, and yet you're still not in very good shape and at risk of you know, heart attack or stroke. So we came to say, and Jim Stroh's always said, don't do anything more strenuous than you're used to for until you've taken Stroh's Heart Drops for 4 or 5 months, and then he'd say you can go and chase rabbits. And that's really the way it is. It's true, Jeff, and it's, you know, having taken it myself and from personal experience, it saved my life 22 years ago. It changed my life forever. I'm 65 now, 66 this Valentine's Day coming up, and I feel better than I did at 40 because I wasn't in very good shape then. I was a football player. I drank milk as though my mother was a cow, and you know, I was so fortunate from the first bad sign, an attack in my front yard. After that heart arrhythmia for I guess, 8 or 9 years, 24 hours a day. And then, thank God, I was introduced to the Strauss Heart Drops. And
You wouldn't be here now if you hadn't been.
You bet. It ran in my family, Jeff, and I'll tell you, for years ago, I was the Eastern Canadian distributor after I got well, and for about a 5-year period, and I saw so many thousand people saved and their lives changed, both my parents, my best friend, all kinds of family members and friends, but the customers. I did several hundred lectures. I did close to 500 radio shows, and it was just wonderful. The most rewarding thing of my life has been in my involvement. And so I haven't been involved for 15 years, but I've never stopped talking about it. I never will, and I never stopped doing radio programs. And Strauss Heart Drops didn't go anywhere. They were a quiet family-run business, and
not great promoters,
you know.
No. Well, that's Jim. This goes back. It's got to be over 20 years when I used to have programs, and he was a wonderful man, very humble. Just told it straight.
Yeah, I was fortunate, Jeff, that after I got to know Jim, I'd been taking Heart Drops for about 5 months, and we became quite close, and he traveled back to Ontario. He's from British Columbia. He traveled back to Ontario, Canada with me, and over the course of 5 or 6 years, he lived with me for a month at a time, probably a dozen times, and we traveled together, lectured. He talked to me till the wee hours of the morning all the time, and I never forgot one word that he told me, and he told me that I wouldn't forget one word, because he said my body already knew everything he was going to tell me, and he told me the most interesting things I've ever heard in my life, and everyone has turned out to be true, Jeff. Every word.
Wow. I'm really glad to have been able to reconnect with this product. It's again one of those needles in the haystack of all the products out there that everyone just has to have, the one that works. And those are the products that I have on my site. Now, back in the day, over 20 years ago, when I can't remember how many programs. Jim did programs often back then? Was he on the radio a lot?
He was back in those days, yes, Jeff, he was. And then I kind of took over from there.
I had him on quite a few times, and I don't know how many other programs he did, but he was just a special man. How is it that he came up with this formulation? What's the backstory on Strauss?
Well, Jim was the seventh generation medicine man and master herbalist from Austria. His son Peter is the eighth generation, and they had the most unusual craft. I've never heard anyone else put their formulas together like this, Jeff. It was by taste, and they got to learn each of the. Jim claims a miserable childhood with his grandmother and aunt shoving herbs in his mouth all summer and spring and fall, saying this is for heart, this is for lungs, this is for kidneys. And the Heart Drops are probably the newest family formula, because Jim and Peter made them for Jim in 1980 after a massive heart attack. And if Western medicine knows little today about these cholesterol issues, they knew much less then. And they wanted Jim had his heart attack just a half a block from the Vancouver hospital, rolled into the parking lot, laid on the horn, and they came out and got him and did some tests and told him without surgery he could die that day. And Jim had him explain to him what they felt was wrong with him, and he said, no, I don't want your surgery or medicine, and he took a medical helicopter back to Kamloops, B.C. He couldn't walk, and he couldn't lay down, Jeff, for pain, and from an easy chair, he and his son Peter got the herbs together they figured they needed, and they started with a gram scale, chewing and adding, and I've heard the story many times, but about 3 hours later, they came up with what they figured was the right ingredients in the perfect proportion. Jim said that's always required for natural medicine to work. Peter made a tincture, and that night Jim started to drink Strauss Heart Drops. As it turns out, he took about he didn't know how much to take, so he took about a 2 week, what we consider a 2 week supply today, he took every day. They can't hurt you. I once took a 1 month supply at a lecture just to prove that to people. Anyway, in 2.5 weeks, he walked to his mailbox, and in 6.5 weeks, he went back to work for 25 years without a surgery, a heart attack, or a pill. And that's how the Heart Drops were developed. It was actually for Jim. And, of course, they work so miraculously almost, Jeff, that they've been very successful. They've been a successful selling. They were the first, the original such product for your heart. And 40 years later, they're still selling and with a loyal customer following in now 7 countries, and including Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Wayne, I'm remembering a little of this is coming back to me now, hearing it from him back then, the story. Nice to hear it.
Yeah. And he always said, Jeff, if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And that for us to expect chemical drugs, man-made chemical drugs to fix us, was like taking our car to the lumber yard to be fixed with 2x4s and plywood. You couldn't do it. You need materials the car is made from. And our bodies can only be fixed by cells that we're made from. So that always made perfect sense to me as well.
Of course. The idea of taste, tasting herbs, there's much more to it than just taste. This had to do, I'm convinced, with the sensitivity that Jim had. Let's call it vibrational sensitivity. It's like muscle testing almost in a oblique way. He knew by way of sensing these herbs, which herbs were important and in what commodity, what volume. And it was an amazing story, the whole thing. They've been around for 25 years, I guess, now, huh?
40 years now, Jeff. This is the 40th year for the Heart Drops, and many of the formulas, and some of which the Strauss Company is bringing back, are 300 years old, and my experience with many of them 15 years ago, boy, oh boy, these were fabulous. My dad got not only did he get his prostate surgery canceled, but he went off the medication for the rest of his life, never got hardening of the arteries. The doctor had told him that he would get just like his mother. My mom lived till 87 and 7 mini strokes. None of them damaged her. And, I just got so much experience with diabetics, Jeff. My goodness, the people I've met that had lost a leg and saved their other leg, had lost toes and didn't lose any more, didn't lose their eyesight. Macular degeneration, that's cholesterol. That's cholesterol in the tiny vessels behind the eye. And Western medicine says the prognosis is it must lead to eventual blindness. Well, it's not so.
No.
I had my hearing returned after 2 years on two weeks on the Heart Drops. That was amazing to me.
Really? Now that I hadn't heard.
Yeah,
that's
my left ear. I couldn't believe that was cholesterol. I run heavy equipment. I'm a recycler, a ship breaker. That's how I make my living. So I've run cranes and noise and been exposed to toxins, asbestos, PCBs, and so forth.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe in 2 weeks. That was the first good thing happened to me. The hearing in my left ear returned. And, about 6 months later, Jeff, I stopped wearing eyeglasses for 5 years, which was amazing to me as well. So it's just anywhere that you have restricted blood flow, here's the straight goods, really, Jeff. Anywhere you have restricted blood flow or blocked blood flow, you have trouble coming. I don't care what part of your body it is. If it's not getting to your skin, you'll be grayish blue lips. Well, that's a real circulation sign. Cold hands and feet.
Yeah.
Diabetics, they're the only people that really should take Heart Drops every day for the rest of their life and suffer no more with the pain pills. It can be terrible for diabetics. And you know, Jeff, that 80% of diabetics do not know they are at a 400 to 500% greater risk of heart attack and stroke than those of us who are not diabetic.
No,
it's distressing to me that they don't know.
The ignorance is criminal.
It can kill you, can't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is remarkable. So, okay, cholesterol occluding, blocking arteries, veins, capillaries, getting down there, shutting down blood flow. What is it about cholesterol that causes it to adhere to the walls of the circulatory system? Has anyone figured that out yet? What is it about cholesterol that does that?
Well, it's a,
why does it like to hang out and build up and form plaques? It just does.
It's almost like sugary glue, and then of course it hardens as well. But and I think our diet sure has a lot to do with it, Jeff.
Today compared to what it was 25, 40 years ago.
Oh my God!
If you eat the average American diet, processed food, I won't go through all the list of things. It is. It's toxic. It'll kill you. It literally will shorten your life 5 to 10 years. That's my guess. At least. And the quality of your life will be miserable. You are eating your way to an early death and a miserable life. That's the truth. You cannot do that. I'm an organic vegan. I will not touch anything that's processed. Haven't for well over 20 years now. And I'm fine. I'm fine. I also, what you said about circulation is absolutely crucial. Fortunately, I got to meet Dr. Dean Bonley many years ago. I don't know if you know Dr. Bonley or not. He has a company called Magnetico, T-I-C-O. He makes magnet pads for your bed, and they're negative north polarity up toward the body only. That triples the blood circulation while you're asleep, removing garbage, preventing plaques from building up nearly as fast. No, it won't do what Strauss Hard Tops does, but I just was thinking a moment ago, in conjunction with a magnetic environment to sleep in that encourages circulation, along with Hard Drops, I'm getting them immediately. I used to take them.
I have a magnetic bed myself, Jeff, and that it does. It helps oxygenate your body.
Well, there you go, my friend. You're smart. All right. Okay, hold on. Wayne Elliott and I will be right back. And all of you out there, all of us, can use Strauss Heart Drops. Period. There's no question about it. It's just like we all can use Allicin C, Oxy-C, Bio Superfood. These are key products for life, quality, enhancement, health, vitality. And now we've got Strauss Heart Drops back on the program and on the site for you. You'll find the banner there. It's right under the, it's right next to guests on the homepage. Strauss Heart Drops. Be right back. Okay, and welcome back. And let me not fail to mention our other wonderful sponsors as well. Gresca's Carbon 60, again, extraordinary things. Numana, our favorite, the best food storage in America. Australian Excellence, Dr. John Trowbridge, if you're interested in stem cells, he's the guy. And then we've got other things on the site as well, but one of the biggies is Carnivora. We're going to do a program on Carnivora again fairly soon. So these, again, are products that you really can trust, and they will work for you. Now we have Strauss Heart Drops back. I can't imagine anything else I would want in the lineup of sponsors we have. Here's the phone number if you want to write it down. 877. Some of you aren't online right now. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Now, Wayne, what's this thing about, I just checked during the commercial break, I have no crease at all in my earlobe.
That's a good thing, Jeff. That's a good thing. The earlobe crease, as it was first discovered at Harvard in 1973, is not only the best indicator, this is on the bottom part of our ear, the lobe, the little fatty part at the bottom, the earlobe crease or line in your earlobe is not only the best predictor of clogged arteries, Jeff, it's a better predictor than all the others put together. That's blood cholesterol, triglycerides, smoking, obesity, stress, environmental, hereditary. All of those together aren't the predictor, the earlobe crease is. Since that's been confirmed with a very major study in Denmark more recently, and I forget a third study now, it just slips my mind. But of course, when I read this, probably in, let's see, I started the heart drops in, I think, 1988. So I read this in about 1983, and I went to the mirror, and I had a crease, a good crease in both earlobes. And of course, heart disease had run in my family, arterial artery problems, heart, what they called hardening of the arteries in those days. And I was a young man still, Jeff, but I began to make plans, figuring that, well, you know, like my granddad gone at 50, and some aunts 50. Gone early, a cousin 50. Gone at age 50.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, 50. All of heart attacks, and so I planned expecting mine, and I just by the grace of God, I really figure maybe I was put on this earth to end up talking about this, Jeff, because after my first problem, I went 7 years without a pill, without drugs, without surgery, without another attack. And, mind you, I did have heart arrhythmia 24-7 around the clock. I had a one-beat race called supraventricular tachycardia that drove me crazy because I felt every single beat.
Oh, that's and, scary. That's not fun to be with, I wouldn't think. No.
No, and boy, I'll tell you, I made it right through till, you know, I was about, I guess I was 43 or 4 years old when I found the Strauss heart drops, and boy, I found out from an old friend who just had his bypass surgery, open heart surgery, canceled because of the heart drops. And I'll tell you, when I hung up that line, years before having read this and expecting it and having anxiety, all the angina symptoms, Jeff, didn't really want the phone to ring. When I had to go and see a ship, I dreaded not only climbing the accommodation ladder, but forget crawling the tanks and doing my job properly. I just couldn't do it. And, boy, I called out to Strauss. I talked to a lady for an hour and got her to express a bottle to me. And, boy, that was just the best thing that ever happened to me. And when my... So in 2 weeks, I get the hearing back in my left ear, Jeff. And after about 6 weeks... just about done the first bottle, my bronchial began to clear. The first place that our heart pumps our blood is on our lungs, so no surprise, people with cholesterol and clogged artery also have breathing issues, and I sure did. And then, by God, for about 2 or 3 weeks, I couldn't even clear my throat without stuff coming up and clearing. And I stopped wheezing, and then it was at that point, really, maybe a few weeks after that, that the energy, I guess I had increased my blood flow enough that the energy was unmistakable, the anxiety was gone, and when I ordered my second bottle, I ordered 100, and I did my own little test. I was so pleased with the results with myself so far, I took a chance with some of my industrial customers and family and friends and anyone who
needed
it.
You bought 100 bottles.
100 bottles, yes, sir. And boy, oh boy, it just seemed to work for everyone, whatever their issues were. Blood flow is just the most important body function.
Well,
both my parents.
It's the bedrock of life. Come on, of course.
Yeah. My dad's bypass was canceled at the Boston Medical Center. Jeff, when he went back for a second round of tests, expecting bypass surgery that was scheduled, they did a test on him and determined he didn't need it. Miraculously, his arteries were clearing. You know, the real cry and shame of this, of all these miracles that have happened and all these that I've seen, none of these doctors that learn what just happened with the heart drops, the cry and shame is they don't tell anybody else about it.
It's beyond a crying shame. It's criminal. I really
it is. It's evil
on a human level. Of course, it is. Of course, course. They know something, and they're not passing it along. Sickening.
It's I think it's one of my motivations to keep talking. Mm-hmm. You can hardly shut me up about this. I'll talk to anyone at any time, and it's definitely part of my motivation. If we've got this kind of evil working against us, Jeff, good Lord. Somebody's got to be
with it,
preaching the truth like you do on your show.
It's awful. I need to get my shipment going. I'm going to arrange that as soon as I possibly can and get going on this again. I used to take it years ago, like I said, back in the day, and maybe that's why I'm still so damn healthy. I don't know. It's very
interesting. Well, you're living a very clean lifestyle with that vegetarian diet, Jeff, and you have no creases in your earlobe. Chances are you don't need it, frankly. And Jim Strauss never wanted to sell anybody anything they didn't need.
I know. Wonderful.
You know, you're living a very good lifestyle. I've watched some documentaries lately on Netflix. One was called Forks Over Knives. The other was called The Game Changer. And boy, they've got some pretty strong scientific evidence, Jeff, that being a vegetarian is the healthy way to go. And if you are going to eat any kind of meats, boy, you limit it to less than 5% of your protein, or it's a greater risk of cancer.
No meat, no dairy. Dairy to me is liquid meat anyhow. But when you look at factory farming and study it, even for a half an hour, and you still want to eat meat or consume dairy, you kind of crazy in my view.
Today, you know, it's so important for folks today to try and supplement their health and to find good supplements that their food doesn't have any longer. Jim Strauss said the biggest causes of cancer were chemicals. We're surrounded by them in our homes, everywhere, 160,000 airplane flights a day. Chlorine in our water. We know what it did when we swam in it, so now we're ingesting it and bathing in it. And the other thing, Jeff, genetically modified foods. You know, man-made foods. You can't copy nature.
These foods are
missing the enzymes. You know, seedless foods cannot reproduce themselves. And anything that hasn't got a seed to reproduce itself has a weak immune system. We're eating these foods. 93% of all foods in our chain grocery store are or contain genetically modified organisms. So I feel so bad for young people today. You know,
they don't
I
have
got
a chance.
I'm 65 years old. I got started
Wayne,
on all real foods for 20 years.
They really they don't have much of a chance. And it's not their fault. It's because they're being lied to from day one. They just don't have the information to make a good decision. They're conned. And then they're addicted to these chemicals. You know the game.
It's just terrible, isn't it, for money, what we'll do to ourselves. Jeff, I used to, for my family, I've got five sons. I used to shop. We're all big boys, ball players and so forth. And when I bought things like mayonnaise, and products like that, I would buy the low fat because it said it on the label. I learned that they take the fat out, and what do they add? Refined sugar. So what do the low fat products do? They make you fatter and sicker. I mean, sugar is, as we know, refined sugar is white death in all its forms, the cause basically of diabetes, and you know, it's in almost everything we eat now, Jeff.
You know, you said something at the beginning of the program about you just don't know how it got approved. Well, we can look at another issue and ask the same question. Aspartame. How was that approved? Rumsfeld paid people off. Aspartame is a deadly, deadly potion. And it's in thousands and thousands of products now. I've done so many programs about that over the years. It isn't funny. Let me ask you a question. Or you were when you were younger at it. I don't know if you're still doing it. Breaking ships. That's a very unusual profession.
It is, Jeff. I know. I'm the second generation. My son that runs that business now is the third generation, and we're the only ship breakers in Canada, and we're the world's oldest ISO certified ship breaker, with more ships under our belt than anybody in the world.
Amazing.
There's three, I think, breakers left in the United States, and I think they're all down in Brownsville, Texas. And the majority, of course, are in India, Bangladesh.
Yeah, they run those ships right on the beach, and the workers swarm over them and just take them apart.
Oh, there's all kinds of environmental and human carnage.
Oh, it's terrible.
In Asia, for sure. But
I'm
an environmentalist as well at
yeah.
heart, and so we work to do it right. But it's a dangerous business, and we also recycle batteries, lithium, and some of the most dangerous chemicals, mercury and cadmium. So.
Wow.
Excuse me, I appreciate the things we're exposed to in this world, and of course these things aren't in nature's proportion. We need mercury, we need cadmium, we need lead, we need all the arsenic in our bodies or in apple seeds and in almonds, but we need them in nature's proportion, Jeff, not in man's man-made
Correct.
Chemicals and
Correct.
Proportions, and that's, I believe it's killing us, you know, it's really something. I say this all the time, and it's not a very nice thing to say, but I believe that humans are going to go down in history as the dumbest creatures that were ever on the planet.
We're getting dumber all the time, Wayne.
The things, you know, we poop where we eat, excuse the expression, but none of the animals do that. The other creatures are still doing the same things they've done since the beginning of their creation, Jeff, but we've sought to change nature, we've sought to beat nature, we've sought to copy nature. It's all impossible.
I want all of you to go back just a little bit of a rewind here to the earlobe thing. You'd say, well, how could the body react to clogged arteries or plaque by producing a crease in the earlobe? How can that happen? It just does. It does. The body's an amazing thing. We don't know how to read our bodies. That's a real sign that should be read by everyone. If you look in the mirror after the program, or you've already gone to the mirror and you see a crease there, don't worry, you're not going to die immediately, but it's a warning that you've got to change the way you're doing business with your health. And thank goodness we get to talk to Wayne here, and I would urge all of you to go after this product, give it a good try, and see what happens. You've got nothing to lose. This has been a remarkable story that Wayne has shared with us, and I was first to advertising heart drops well over 20 years ago on this program. And I'm so glad to have it back.
There's the other thing we should tell folks, Jeff, it's very important because so many people are on so many pills today, chemical drugs. There's no contraindications with any chemical drug. It's the opposite. It's like food and drugs. So it's 100% safe, and I know the Strauss Company now has a 100% hassle-free guarantee. If you're not satisfied, whatever your reason is, they will give you your money back. So there's just no risk for people. And, you know, Jeff, here's the thing, you know, it kills me, really. Pharmaceuticals, in their defense, they don't claim to fix, heal, or cure a thing. They don't claim it. And they do tell you all the potential dangers in their defense. They tell you all the things that could happen to you.
Watch some of those TV commercials. 45 of the 60 seconds are warnings about side effects.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and if they did work, Jeff, to fix us, your doctor would say, hey, Mr. Rentz, your blood pressure is normal. You can quit taking those pills. Now, as far as I know, that's never happened in the world.
Nope.
Now, Strauss is bringing back some more of the original formulas, which I find exciting. One of them, the kidney blood pressure formula, I took 20 years ago. My blood pressure was high, you know, too much of everything, a lot of things not right for me. I took it for 3 months, and here we are at least 20 years later, Jeff. I've never taken it again. My blood pressure is great. I'm age 65. I don't take one pill. I haven't had an aspirin so much as in 20 years. Another product that's coming back, the CardioCalm, which is to rebuild heart cells and to fix arrhythmia. I had that bad arrhythmia for almost 10 years. Took the CardioCalm for 3 months. Have not had an irregular heartbeat since, so help me God.
And you didn't have to keep taking it.
No, sir, I didn't. And so, to me, that's a fix. Now, you're not supposed to say cure. The government has the patent on it. But if you had cancer and the doctors had it so you were cancer-free for 5 years, they say you're cured. So
that's right.
You tell me, Jeff. I don't know. All I can tell you is that I don't have those problems anymore. And I'm just thrilled that these formulas are coming back, too.
I'll be watching, and we'll be putting the word out. You mentioned that your family had been victimized by heart attack deaths at 50 years of age. This is terrible.
Yeah.
So there's something in your genetic history, in your genetic lineage, that apparently has led to the buildup of plaques and the restriction of blood flow, which that's the perfect formula for an early death. How many people in your family have shown this kind of tendency?
Well, gee, so far, you know, truthfully, about half, Jeff, and
wow.
on both sides of the family. And, you know, so I'll take Strauss heart drops the rest of my life. I've taken them for over 20 years now. I think that's probably something like 150 bottles. And I'm obviously prone to clogging. I don't eat or drink milk like I used to, that's for sure. Don't drink it at
right.
all. But
right.
I'm obviously prone to clogging. So why would I want to clog up again? I don't even want to partly clog up again, Jeff. I want to stay 100% blood flow.
Of course.
You know, for prevention, it's a wonderful thing. Why have the trouble in the first place? And, you know, especially if you have those earlobe creases and if you have it in one ear, it's an indication you're clogged on that side of your body. If it's on both ears, well, like me, it's both sides. The creases don't go away when you clear your arteries. But nature gives you that signal. And, you know, what a wonderful thing to avoid in life, Jeff, stroke or heart attack. I mean, it did.
Okay, I want to make that point very clear. The creases will not necessarily go away, but the problem that manifested in those creases will.
Absolutely. The creases will not go away, but your cholesterol plaque will, and that's the important thing.
And you know, you made it clear early on that you can actually track this with your doctor. You don't even tell your doctor. Just go in and get your cholesterol checked before you start Strauss heart drops, and then have it checked afterward a couple of times. How often should they have it checked? Let's say you start next week. Should you wait like a month to have another test or a couple of weeks? How quickly do you think it begins to manifest results?
Well, every drop works, Jeff, but you know what I did? You know, I'm a Canadian, but I'm kind of from Missouri, as they say, the show me state. I believe little of what I hear, and I have to know things for myself. And so I went about normally I go every 5 or 6 years to the doctor, get a blood test. It's always been great since I started taking Strauss heart drops and other great products. I really don't, thank God, don't need the doctor, and I haven't taken any pills, but when I took the heart drops, about every 4 to 6 months, it seems to me I went for maybe 6 blood tests over the course of 2 years, and I was really plugged up, Jeff, because we have a different counting system, measuring system, than you do in the United States, but here, 3.0 or less is good. That's where I was when I wasn't well, when I was plugged up. When I took Strauss heart drops, my blood cholesterol level went over 8, and it stayed there for over a year and a half. Now, what that meant to me, Jeff, I felt like $1 million. I mean, it's a pretty important thing, how you feel. It also is no part of any clinical study. How does the test candidate feel? They never ask. But
That's damn true. Yeah.
And you will know the Strauss heart drops are working for you. You don't need numbers. You won't need tests. No one will have to tell you how much better you feel. So I was feeling wonderful. My doctor was shocked at my blood test results and couldn't get his head around it. I said, Doc, you don't look good. I look good and I feel great. I mean, I couldn't get him to take them. He had his heart attack. Unfortunately, a wonderful man had his heart attack with 3 full bottles of heart drops in his desk drawer, Jeff. He just couldn't get his head around it, even though the ingredients were things his mother cooked with.
Oh, how terrible. Did it take him out?
Couldn't get it, right? He was brainwashed, I guess. And
Did he die?
No, he's still alive, but is he well? No, he had to quit after the heart attack. He tried to come back as a doctor, wonderful man. He couldn't do it. He didn't have the energy. And you know, Jim Strauss used to say, These open heart surgeries and these cholesterol drugs, they don't prolong life, they prolong death. And you know, you don't feel great. He doesn't look great.
He still, to your knowledge, has never tried the Strauss heart drops.
No, he just he said to me one day, Wayne, by your rationale, if sugar's floating in our blood, it's no problem because it's floating. And I said, not to demean him, I love the man, he's a wonderful man, but I said, Doc, you're a very intelligent man. You explained to me how sugar and cholesterol plaque is exactly the same thing. Explain it to me. I said, that's a dumb thing to say, Doc, with all due respect. And yeah. So he just couldn't get his head around it. But after about, I'd say for me, a year and 6 months, Jeff, my number uh-huh. dropped from 8.1, 8.2, uh-huh. to 4.5. What did uh-huh. that tell me? I'm getting near cleared out.
You bet.
And my last test, I was 3.0, which is where I was when I started, and I wasn't well. And I knew I was cleared out, and I felt like Superman, and just wonderful. I mean, I had incredible energy. I still, to this day, can do 15, 16-hour days, some days 18 hours. I started at 4:30 this morning, and here at where I live, it's midnight now. I mean, I have no complaints, and it's all because of the Strauss heart drops. And as I started to say before, there's never been a time that we need, our bodies need help. You know, the foods don't have the minerals, Jeff, because the soil is depleted.
We're being railroaded into early deaths and terrible diseases. I think it's intentional, frankly.
I hate to think that because it's just more evil than I can stand to think about. But
I know.
People these drugs and prolonging death like that, I think there's a lot of evil to that too, just for money, Jeff.
You're darn right there is. Wayne, thank you. I look forward to another visit with you as these other products are brought back. What a wonderful spokesman you are. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my great pleasure, Jeff.
All right. We will talk again, Wayne. You be well.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. All right. I'm looking at the banner on the homepage at Rents. Right under the lower splash image of Trump, right to the right of guests, Strauss Heart Drops. The website is loveyourheartdrops.com. 877-817-9829. This was not an infomercial. This was an educational hour, and I hope all of you take this information and use it wisely. All right. That's our program tonight. Tomorrow night, a special 3 hours with Harry Cooper, just back from Argentina, exploring post-World War II history down there, and you know what I'm talking about. Lots of pictures, a lot of fun tomorrow night. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Have a good day tomorrow. Take care.